Joel. Do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype us at username lrn.fm. The us in the studio tonight includes Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Join us online as well at freetalklive.com, where you will find a lot of features, and that we also give you those features for free, unlike a lot of talk shows want to charge you for their website. So do head over and enjoy at your leisure freetalklive.com. You actually get to control the content of the site. You can put there what you may. Find something online you think's interesting. Maybe it's a YouTube video. Perhaps it is something more along the lines of a news article or blog post. Whatever it is that you think our listeners will enjoy, you can submit it at showprep at freetalklive.com, and it'll appear on the upcoming stories page on the website, where it awaits a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page and the top of the site. So head over to freetalklive.com. But more importantly, get on the phones at 855-450-FREE. Bring up whatever you want. We've got some follow-up stories to start the show out with tonight. And one of them is actually a little bit of good news. Then we'll get to the bad news out of Cyprus. But a little bit of good news. It wasn't too long ago, just a few weeks ago, that we were talking about a recent Supreme Court decision regarding drug dog searches of vehicles, basically saying it was totally okay to bring up a drug dog onto any vehicle, pretty much at any police pullover, and or in any circumstance. I guess they wouldn't necessarily have had to pull you over. Presumably they could just walk down the street with a drug dog and sniff out vehicles. At least that was my understanding of the story. But the idea was that, yeah, this is totally constitutional. We can search around with this drug dog. We don't need any probable cause at all. And the Supreme Court backed him up on that. And then there was news attached to that case that said the Supreme Court would be hearing a related case, a case about drug dog use regarding your home and how constitutional or not constitutional that kind of search would be in that.
And you'd think that the Supreme Court would find that if a dog can be walked up to your car, sniff drugs, and his search is valid, that therefore they could be walked up to your front door. I mean, after all, there's a map that says welcome, right?
Right. I have to admit, I was pretty worried about, this decision. I mean, considering they just basically threw people's privacy under the bus when it comes to cars, I figured the same thing would happen with homes. But there's no predictability necessarily out of these courthouses. And the Miami Herald is reporting that Miami-Dade police detectives conducted an unlawful search when they used a drug-sniffing dog at the front door of a suspected marijuana grow house without getting a search warrant, said the U.S. Supreme Court this today, actually, is when they said that. Civil libertarians and defense lawyers are hailing the decision in Florida versus Jardines, which curbs the use of police dogs in front of homes. The privacy rights of a homeowner are special, according to Miami-Dade Assistant Public Defender Howard Blumberg, who represented Mr. Jardines, the Miami man at the center of the case. It sends a message to police that when you're talking about doing a search on a home, you generally need a warrant before you invade privacy rights. Florida law enforcement, however, is not thrilled with the decision.
Of course not.
In recent years, hydroponic marijuana labs have proliferated in South Florida, as has violence associated with the trade.
Well, the violence is associated with the illegality of the trade.
This is true. There aren't people that are selling alcohol that are knocking each other off for territory.
Well, they did when it was prohibited.
Right. Although, really, is that really happening in the marijuana game? I mean, I have to say I don't know much about Miami, but you never really heard much about marijuana dealers where I come from doing that sort of thing to one another. Maybe things are different down there.
I'm assuming that most of the marijuana is produced, most of our American marijuana, most of the marijuana smoked in America is grown in America.
I don't know if that's true.
I would think that if you're talking about out west, that it might be easier just to get it across the border.
There's a lot of marijuana that comes across the border. So I don't know.
I think that as the border's probably gotten less porous, that there's probably less marijuana coming across it, and now they're just kind of growing on vacant land. Seems to be one of the things that they are doing out west too.
There have always been grow operations in the United States, and there have always been operations getting it across the border, and I wouldn't say that the border is any less porous because the established, you know, the people that have been doing this professionally for decades, they know how to get this stuff across. They know who needs to be paid off. You know, the same people, if they paid off border guards X, Y, and Z before they closed down the border or filled the holes, as you believe happened, Mark, those same border guards are probably still there, and they're probably still looking the other way for the same amount of cash.
I'm not claiming they filled all the holes. I'm simply claiming that it's not as easy to get across the border as it was 10 or 15 years ago. I don't know. I'm just, you know, that's what they say.
For an amateur, that may be true.
Well,
but we're talking about professionals. These are people who dig tunnels.
Professionals might be working in coke, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're probably running more than just marijuana. But what does it matter what they're moving? They're moving product from point A to point B, and these are people willing to spend the money to build air-conditioned tunnels to move product from one side to the other. These are people that are using, like, launching devices to launch bales of pot from one side to the other. I mean, they're very sophisticated.
Where do you learn all this stuff, Ian?
Over time.
Drug school?
You got to know the right people. 855-453 is the number. So back to the story here, and we'll get to your calls. The Florida law enforcement pretty upset about this. The decision does not mean that drug-sniffing dogs cannot be used, but handlers must first build up enough evidence, you know, like the police are supposed to do before
they
search a place.
You know, like the Fourth Amendment says.
To get a search warrant signed by a judge, which can't really be that hard to do. Although we're disappointed in today's Supreme Court decision, utilizing a drug-sniffing dog was only one tool in the law enforcement arsenal to combat hydroponic labs, according to Miami-Dade Police Director J.D. Patterson. Police will continue to aggressively pursue the labs because we can't possibly have anyone having illegal plants around. I mean, these things grow naturally. They're called a weed for a reason, but boy, they're the devil's weed, aren't they? Driving people crazy, killing each other over marijuana.
Well,
or maybe not.
It's a good ruling, and I think that it is consistent, and here's why. They claim that they own the roads, and they claim you own your property. So therefore, when you've got your car on their road, they can walk their dog around their property all they want. Mm. However, they can't bring their dog onto your property, I think is the way they see it.
The Supreme Court's 5-4 decision Tuesday upheld a Florida Supreme Court opinion which ruled that Miami-Dade officers violated Hardeen's rights to privacy in December of 2006 when they used a Labrador named Frankie to sniff out drugs at his South Miami-Dade home. Miami-Dade Detective William Pedraja zeroed in on Hardeen's house after catching a tip from the Crime Stoppers hotline. A month later, detectives and federal agents employed brought Frankie to the Hardeen's front door, and the drug detection dog alerted his handler to the smell of marijuana emanating from the house.
It took a month. The tip comes in, and they react in a month's time to take one police officer to one house with one dog.
Well, no, there was more than one officer there.
Fine. I mean, it's incredible how long it takes these people to do things.
And federal agents were involved. Detectives ruled detectives secured a search warrant, found the illegal plants, and Hardeen's, who tried to escape the back of the home. He was arrested for marijuana trafficking. The judge threw out the evidence of the marijuana, ruling the search was unlawful. The Third District Court of Appeal tossed that decision only to be reversed by the Florida Supreme Court. And then on Tuesday, Antonin Scalia, writing a majority opinion, said the use of police dogs outside a person's home indeed constitutes a search under the Fourth Amendment, which guards against unreasonable searches and seizures. He said, quote, "This right would be of little practical value if the state's agents could stand in a home's porch or side garden and trawl for evidence with impunity." Florida Attorney General's office had insisted that investigators and their dog have the same right to approach the home's front door as do mail carriers.
I think that's an interesting claim. You know, I mean, you put a welcome mat out in front of the house. I'm not welcome to bring my dog up to the front of your house.
Or even Girl Scouts hawking cookies. However, Scalia disagreed. We'll share a little bit more and take your calls and your thoughts at 855-453. Is anybody upset about this particular decision? Maybe you're a law enforcement officer who wanted to see this changed in your favor. 855-453. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves, so bring up anything you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The latest on the Cyprus bailout. It's not looking good for many bank account holders there. We'll give you some of the details here in a few moments. 855-453 is the number here. Also, Skype us. Username there, lrn.fm.
Every loan is made up of principal and interest payments, at the very least. I mean, it may have taxes and insurance involved, too. But what you may not know is that a 30-year fixed loan, 30-year fixed rate loan, well, that you're going to be paying a lot more interest in the beginning because that interest is front-loaded. For the first 10 and a half years, you're going to be making a larger interest payment than you'll be making a principal payment. That's a long time to be breaking even. On a 20-year fixed rate, you'll be breaking even basically right out of the gate, and on a 15-year, it's 59% on the first payment, and after that, it just gets better from there. The Mortgage Minute Guy at MortgageMinuteGuy.com and his experts can help you find the best mortgage for you. If you're looking to, you know, refi or to buy a new home, you need to give the experts at MortgageMinuteGuy.com a call. The number is 866-288-0088. Again, it's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088.
It was a 5-4 decision where the Supreme Court has decided, thankfully, in favor of your privacy, at least in your home. They've basically thrown your car out the window. You can be they can invade your privacy however they want with a drug dog in that case. But your home still has some level of protection. We can talk more about that coming up here in moments. Eric is on the line in Connecticut, though. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I just want to let everyone know that I believe in Bitcoin, but BitInstant has done me wrong twice now.
Oh, no. What happened?
So 2 weeks ago, I go to make my first purchase through BitInstant, and at 7 o'clock in the morning, I click the button after jumping through all the hoops with Dwolla and all the verification.
And none of that has anything to do with BitInstant, right? Like, all that other stuff that goes on is a pain in the butt, but it has nothing to do with BitInstant.
That's not BitInstant. But when I finally got to the point where I clicked the button on BitInstant to buy my first Bitcoin, it took 10 hours, but
whoa,
before I had to send an email to BitInstant saying, asking where my Bitcoins are, to which they said, oops, sorry, we're a little behind, but then they manually did it.
That was when they had that big hacking incident, right?
Well, that was 2 weeks ago.
Right, 2 weeks ago.
So today, I am at 11:30 in the afternoon, 11:30 in the morning. And I sent him an email about 3 hours ago, and I still have no Bitcoin.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know, I don't know how long it's supposed to take them to fulfill. I don't know what their claim is in that.
I've seen it happen instantly.
I've seen it happen instantly, too. But
I've gone to CVS and
Walmart.
Are
they making a claim that you'll have your Bitcoins in the first in an hour?
I think it's 4 hours.
Okay.
We're definitely exceeding 4 hours now.
Okay. I don't know what to tell you. Sometimes it can take longer. I've seen it go quickly, I've seen it go more slowly, and I've never seen anybody not get their Bitcoins.
I have, I know Julia, I had to contact them once when she was concerned about something taking too long, and they did, do some customer service, and they took care of her in that case. So it sounded like they responded to you the first time, but you're saying you haven't even heard from them in 4 hours?
No, I haven't.
Okay,
so
you sent an email?
I've never had a positive BitInstant experience because I'm 0-2 right now.
Well, every one of them I've had has been instantaneous. But then again, I've used Dwolla, I've used CVS, and I've used Walmart through BitInstant, and they've all worked very, very well.
Yeah, I've had nothing but good luck. Of course, I believe you, Eric, and
I just need my faith restored. That's all.
You know, I just don't know what to tell you. When it comes to any business, there's going to be bumps in the road. When you're talking about an emergent technology like Bitcoin, then there's the competition hasn't really gotten into the fray to make sure that everybody's going to be running perfectly. You know, I guess what you have to ask yourself is, where else are you going to buy Bitcoins? And
well, there's some other options out there.
There are, but you have to hook them all to your bank account and stuff.
Well, the other ones I've tried, Coinbase, and that one takes a few days, mm-hmm. and you do have to hook up to your bank account. I am currently in the process of trying BitFloor. I want to try different ones and see what the experience is like. They've got my money, and I'm waiting on the coins. So they say it's going to take 3 or 4 business days, and I started on Friday, so the weekend doesn't count. So probably in the next couple of days, I hopefully will be receiving my Bitcoins there. I got the money from Coinbase, but sometimes when you're buying from Coinbase, they'll tell you they just don't have anything to sell you. And I've never had BitInstant tell me they didn't have anything to sell me. Maybe somebody's gotten that problem or they've encountered that. But Coinbase, they actually have what they call some sort of a rolling 24-hour average of an amount that they can't go higher than, just to make sure they have their reserves in check, I guess. They say they want to raise that amount over time, but they hit it very quickly, from what I understand, here and there.
Eric, so, I'd be frustrated if I was in your circumstance, too, but I don't, the only claims that we make about BitInstant is that they're the fastest, safest, and easiest way to buy your Bitcoins, and I have yet to find an organization that I trust as much that does it as quickly, and none of them are easy. I mean, I would like it to be a lot easier to buy Bitcoins. It's just not, basically because of all the banking regulations, though, and that has little to do with the people that might sell them to you.
So, Eric, I mean, all of our experiences have been positive, and, Mark did place a call to BitInstant when we saw your call come on the line, so, certainly you've emailed them. They're going to be aware of this this call.
I mean, the guy could be visiting his family, for the day or something like that and just be away. I don't know.
I would hope they'd have more than one guy who's processing that. Yeah, but
maybe the one that takes complaints? I don't know.
Yeah.
I couldn't say.
Good call, Eric. Thanks for bringing that up. Anything else you want to share?
No, thanks for restoring my faith, Dad.
Well, I don't know if we did much, but I appreciate your call and appreciate hearing from you. Good luck.
He asked if anybody had any positive experiences, and, honestly, both of you guys have had several.
I don't want to get on the air and talk about, a Bitcoin-related product that I haven't actually tried. Because I like Bitcoins, and it's not like it's something that we're advertising that I've never been involved in.
Right, you've done it
like them
anonymously in the sense that they didn't know that you were placing the order, and they fulfilled it within minutes, right?
No, I've not done it anonymously.
Well, I mean anonymously in the sense that they don't know that it's you placing the order?
No, I've used my name.
But it would had to have gone through their little automated process, right? I mean, to happen that quickly?
Right. Yeah. I mean, nobody, I don't think there was a human being who processed my order at all.
That's, I guess, not what I meant by anonymous. Anonymous in the sense that they did not know that they were doing a better job for Ian Freeman.
Oh, right. Were they doing something special for a talk show host?
And another thing I'd ask them is do they know the last name that you used?
I don't know if they know anything, because it all seemed automated to me. I mean, I placed an order on the system. They sent me the instructions as to what to do, within moments. And I went down to CVS and gave them cash. And as soon as I got the receipt and, walked outside to check my account, it was there. So it was all automated from what I could tell. I don't know what, maybe there's certain accounts that get flagged and they can't do the automated thing for some reason. I don't know. That would be a question for the BitInstant guys.
BitInstant.com.
855-450-FREE. We're coming up.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition.
nation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Just dial on in toll free and bring up whatever you would like at 855-450-FREE. More about dog sniffs. In this case, your house. The Supreme Court has decided to give your house a little bit more protection than your vehicle, which has no protection whatsoever from a dog sniff nowadays, thanks to the recent Supreme Court decision. With you in the studio, it is Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And I don't know what that noise is. I'm just going to press
the little noise.
Oh, I know what it is. We've got a caller on Skype, and that's what that is. Okay. So we're going to get to that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, but want to tell you where you can get some storable eats.
That's right. If you want some storable food, and there's all kinds of reasons why you'd want to have storable food, you know, different types, sorts of emergencies, that kind of thing, you should go to food.freetalklive.com. There we've got the Legacy Premium brand. We work with them. And they're the only one that's 100% GMO-free. The only one that's 100% MSG-free. The only one that's artificial flavor-free. The only one that's preservative-free. And you can get it for far less than all the other brands that are available on the internet. About $1.50 a meal. Less than $1.50 a meal. It's on average half of the cost of the competition. Just go to food.freetalklive.com. There's a chart there that that when I saw it, I found it to be very motivating previously. And one thing that needs to be very clear about the Legacy Premium brand is they're fastidious about how the food is stored. Many brands will claim to have a 25-year shelf life, but you know they're not going to be there in 25 years if it doesn't work for you. They have an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. And when you see these Mylar pouches, you'll see they're very well sealed, too. They've got vegetarian and gluten-free options. They're the best in price, storability, and taste. There's free shipping on every order. Go to food.freetalklive.com. Check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue here. We will go to Skype where we have Richard on the line. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I have a question about bitcoins.
Yes, sir.
Because, like, you guys have been talking about it, and if I had bought some when you guys were talking about it, they were at 12. Now they're at, like, 40.
No, but, no
they're
try,
about 80 now. They're at, like, 80.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, so, all right, so I've heard you guys talk about the ease of being able to purchase them.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but okay.
Well, it didn't sound too bad. It doesn't sound like it's a big ordeal or whatever to buy them. But how is it to turn them into cash if you wanted to turn it into banknotes? How is that process?
It depends on how you want to go about doing it. If, for instance, you want to avoid trackability or something like that, it's going to be a little more difficult. You're going to have to find people to buy it, and you're going to have to sell them individually, that kind of thing. But if you're looking to you can connect your bank account to a couple of different organizations. I know that Mt. Gox at mtgox.com will allow you to do this. Ian, what's the other one?
Coinbase.com.
You can connect your bank account to Coinbase.com, in which case...
Bitfloor. I haven't tried them, though. I've actually never turned a Bitcoin into cash. That's one of the things I haven't tried to do.
Okay, because that's what I was curious, because what if you don't have a bank account? What if you use, like, postal money orders to pay your bills or whatever?
Bitcoins. If you don't have or aren't willing to get a bank account, you'll probably have to sell some Bitcoins to someone in real life. There are websites that will kind of help facilitate those transactions.
But there has to be a buyer in your area that sees that website and that kind of thing.
That's just my question, because, like, you know, everything has, like, a quote-unquote value attached to it, but until you can actually break it into something you can use on the street, that's where, like, inherent value comes in.
This is one of the difficulties that people that buy gold and silver have always faced.
Exactly.
And it's the situation of, I've got this thing, and they say what it's worth and that kind of thing, but, how do I get that? If I take it to a coin shop, they're going to give me significantly less and those kind of things. It's one of the reasons that, Free Talk Live recommends Midas Resources. Not only will Midas sell you gold and silver, but they'll also buy your gold and silver too, and they'll do it at competitive rates, and I've been happy with what my dealings are with them, so I hope that hope other people will too. But of course, you've got Midas is only in near Minneapolis, so you've got to send your stuff to them and that kind of thing. Also, the possibility exists that you can go online and trade your bitcoins there's all kinds of groups where you can connect with people, but you have to have some level of trust. I mean, consider for a second, if I say that I'm going to sell you, or that I'm going to buy your bitcoins for PayPal. As I understand it, I'm no expert in PayPal, but as I understand it, that I can send the PayPal order in some way, you can get some kind of verification, send me my bitcoins, then I can turn the order around by complaining or something to PayPal, and then you're just out the money.
Mm.
I've heard of this, and
so
I don't know.
So you really only want to do it for cash, then, is the idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't sell them to the ambassador of Nigeria.
Right.
Richard, who is that in the background?
That's my son. He's 16 months old.
He is an angel.
How do you know?
Just because the sound of his voice. He's an angel straight from heaven.
There you go.
He's the happiest baby a lot of people have ever seen.
Well, that's good to know, Richard. You lucked out. And anything else you want to share tonight?
No, just keep fighting for freedom.
Yep. Also,
I like that parking meter thing. That's pretty cool. Keep that up. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're doing it. Even though there was some crazy a-hole who was downtown the other day who actually attacked one of the Robin Hooders. He actually physically attacked them. That video is up on Freeman TV Raw, and you can link to that over.
Cops will be stepping it up in the spring. You know, they'll be trying. You know, before the grass takes hold, they'll be trying to stomp people out.
But we'll see what happens, and I think they're doing really heroic work with the Robin Hooding. For those that don't know, that's where activists follow around the meter maid and walk in front of her or him, and then will deposit coins in, or a coin, into meters that are expired in order to prevent the maid from writing parking tickets to people. They leave a little note on the car letting them know what happened, letting them know they'd been saved, and a lot of people really appreciate it. A lot of donations have been rolling in check form, in the mail, and people just hand them cash on the street.
Yeah.
To say thank you. Thanks for the call tonight, Richard. You enjoy your night. 855 453. By the way, he was calling in on Skype. You can connect with us there at username lrn.fm. So, as far as turning bitcoins into cash, also the BitFloor claims to do it as well. So, bitfloor.com, coinbase.com, two websites that will link to your bank account and turn your bitcoins into cash.
Hey, while we're talking about Bitcoin, I bought something. We were talking about this a little bit earlier. I bought something yesterday with bitcoins.
Where?
At WordPress.com.
I bought
a premium bundle for my a website of my very own. I bought a premium bundle for 1.4143 bitcoins.
That's big news.
Yeah, that's big time money, too. 1.4 bitcoins is like $100.
More than that.
The premium bundle in dollars was $99, and I assume I didn't do the math on, and I don't even know what price WordPress uses to make that calculation.
Yeah.
So was it more? It was more in bitcoins than in cash.
I'm assuming that they just
sounds
tried to
right.
make a one to one. They get some number. Of what the Bitcoin price is.
I guess it would depend on what the price was when you bought it, right? So if it was at 70, then maybe it would be right. If it were at 80, which it is almost right now, 79.99 last I looked, then it wouldn't quite be one.
I think it's like 70, 71, doing the math here.
Okay. So, 855, 450 free. Speaking of other things you can buy with Bitcoin,
you can go to bitcoinstore.com where they've got more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. They've got consumer electronics, a lot of consumer electronics, name brand consumer electronics that are currently at a 0% markup. I know that doesn't make any sense to you. Why in the world would a company be taking Bitcoins for consumer electronics and having a 0% markup? Well, the reason is the person who set up Bitcoinstore.com isn't really looking to make money as much as he wants to make a website, you know, get himself established as a website where people can go buy consumer electronics for Bitcoin. So they're running basically a sales drive in order to reach their goal, I think, of $800,000 in sales by the end of the month at Bitcoinstore.com. And I'm excited to be involved with them.
There's more coming up here. 855 450 Free, you take control. Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984, or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984, or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. And if you like the show, would like to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us by going to shop.freetalklive.com. Whatever it is you buy there, through the links you'll find at shop.freetalklive.com, say to Amazon, for instance, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase. So go to shop.freetalklive.com, get the stuff you're looking for in life, get the great Amazon deals you're used to, the user reviews, the huge selection, free Super Saver shipping. It's the same Amazon experience that you're used to. It's just you're entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. Once again, head over to shop.freetalklive.com, and by the way, there you'll see links to Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. So shop at the Amazon that is right for you, and Free Talk Live will get a cut. So 855, 450 free. For those of you just tuning in, we started the show out with a little bit of good news. I mean, it's not much to be celebrating, considering they've been whittling away at your privacy rights for decades. But every now and then, these government courts will do the right thing, if only to do the wrong thing moments later. In this case, it was Florida versus Jardines, and they had ruled in this case that the drug dogs may not be used in warrantless searches outside of your house. They can't just walk a dog up to your front door, have the dog sniff around in the air, and have the handler say, "Ah, Fido, it looks like you've discovered there's marijuana inside. Now we have what we need to go in and check this place out." Which, of course, anybody that's researched these drug dogs knows that they misidentify things significantly. I mean, like half the time or more, like up to 80%
I'm not sure. If you look at the statistics, it's not the dogs. It's the interpretation of what the dogs are doing.
Good point.
And the dogs reacting to their masters. So if the dog thinks that the master thinks that there's something in the box, the dog will act like the dog thinks that something's in the box.
Right.
Because, well, you know, there's a treat in it for him. Yeah, I mean, I think that the dogs are much more effective. They're certainly not foolproof, but they're much more effective than the humans that handle them.
So a little bit more here on the case from the Miami Herald. It was the Miami area where the case originally began. The folks that that voted for this, it was a 5-4 decision, by the way. Antonin Scalia, writing for the majority, said that it would be of little practical value if the state's agents could stand in a home's porch or side garden and troll for evidence with impunity. When he said it would be of little practical value, he meant the Fourth Amendment and the supposed protections.
I wonder if the Daily Show, which loves to give Scalia all kinds of trouble, are going to give him props for being on the side of righteousness here.
The Florida Attorney General's office insisted that investigators and their dog have the same right to approach a home's front door as do mail carrier salesmen or even Girl Scouts, but Scalia disagreed, saying, introducing a trained police dog to explore the area around the home in hopes of discovering incriminating evidence is something else. There's no customary invitation to do that. However, Justice Samuel Alito, in the dissent, insisted that the majority opinion left the mistaken impression that Frankie, that's the dog, and handler Miami-Dade Detective Douglas Bartlett spent extended time on the property before finally obtaining the search warrant. He says the entire process, walking down the driveway and front path to the front door, waiting for Frankie to find the strongest source of the odor, and walk back to the car, took approximately a minute or two, wrote Alito, who pointed out that Detective Pedraja himself smelled the marijuana emanating from inside the house. Joining Alito in the dissent were John Roberts, Anthony Kennedy, and Stephen Breyer. Scalia was joined by the rest of them. Florida's defense attorneys reacted to Tuesday's decision with praise, saying that although many have criticized Scalia, they are barking up the wrong tree because of all the Supreme Court justices. It says here that Antonin Scalia is the defendant's best friend, this according to one federal defense lawyer. And it goes on to talk more about guns and drugs and shootouts and things like that. But I think this is good news. It's a little bit of good news, but it's not something to start cheering about because it can be eviscerated next year. I mean, there's no reason why the Supreme Court won't decide completely differently in a slightly different case. Either way, if you're growing marijuana, you should probably do it in someone else's house, meaning rent a house that is not rented under your name. And do it there. Don't do it in your own home if you are really serious about that sort of thing.
Because they could take the home from you?
Well, I mean, certainly they could take the home from you, but the more, you know, deniability you have from that, the less often you're on site, probably the safer.
How often do they bust these houses? They're supposedly not allowed to use the FLIR cameras to go and hunt down houses. Now, I don't know if they do. As a matter of fact, I suspect they do. I've heard that they're not allowed to use those things within a certain distance of an airport. I don't know the specifics on that. I'm not, you know, this is not legal advice. But I just, you know, I mean, they're not allowed to bring dogs up. I don't know. I mean, it seems so difficult for them to legally, legitimately, righteously bust you for growing marijuana at your house. Why wouldn't they just look for other ways to bust people?
I think a lot of it comes from tipsters. In this case, it was a tip that that led them there. And
it does make one wonder how somebody would know that. I mean, look, if you're growing marijuana in your third bedroom, never, ever, ever tell anyone.
Well, that's one of the biggest problems that growers have, is that they will tell somebody about it. And I don't know, the rule is if you tell three people, you're busted, basically. You probably don't want to tell anyone, and if you've got roommates, obviously that's going to make things very difficult for you. So I guess it just depends on how serious you are. If it's just a hobby for you and you want to show all your buddies about that hobby, then you're very likely to
somebody's gonna
either get your plant stolen or have the police come and pay you a visit.
Somebody's going to get in trouble at some point or another, and they're going to see you as your get-out-of-jail free card.
Yeah.
And that's not where you want to be. It's just it's absolutely ludicrous to go and do such a thing.
Yeah, I knew a guy who had to grow up near Keene, and he had rented a house, and I was spending some time over there because I was making moonshine over at that place.
Nice.
And the man who owned the house, the landlord, he didn't know what was going on there. When he came to visit, you know, he would come in and just stay on the first floor.
Mm-hmm.
Or they had to do a bunch of work to cover up the evidence if they suspected that he was going to be taking a more extensive tour of the house.
Sure.
And it was just kind of scary sometimes.
Scary for him?
For the renters, for the growers.
Yeah, I mean, that's a risk you take, you know. And you have to find the right landlord, one that's not really maybe on premises very often, one that lives out of town. And if you're serious about it, then you put enough money up front to where the person is well taken care of. You know, if you're gonna, here's another tip for you. If you're going to grow marijuana, don't be late with your rent payments. Don't piss the landlord off.
Indeed.
Make sure your landlord is taken care of and very happy. That's another idea. For
pay a quarter in advance.
Yeah, exactly. A quarter of a year, you mean.
That's right.
So there you go.
A quarter of a dollar? That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. So 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And
I'm searching here using FLIR cameras within near an airport. Comes up with nothing. So
of course,
sounds like a stupid urban legend I heard at some point.
If you're in Florida, which is where this guy is, you know, outdoor grows are easy to do pretty much all year round, as I understand it. It's just that you have to have a location that's good, and of course, you're not growing on your own property, then that also helps protect you to some extent. But then again, if you're growing out in the woods, anybody can find your grow op and then raid it and take all your plants. It's subject to being eaten by bears or whatever it is that might be out there. I don't know how many bears there are in Florida, but, you know, whatever.
There's certainly some bears in Florida. I'm just wondering if they eat marijuana plants.
Well, there's an article that I saw on our website about bears huffing airline fuel. Have you seen this?
What?
Russian bears. It's amazing. Let me pull this up. It's incredible. They are addicted.
Do they put towels over their heads?
No, they just stick their whole head in, you know, in these fuel canisters. I mean, these humongous fuel canisters are, you know, in various different airfields, I guess.
It had to be the Russian bears.
According to Daily Mail, there are bears in Russia that have developed a nose for aviation fuel. They are at the Kronovsky Nature Reserve in the far east of Russia. They sniff kerosene and gasoline from containers left in the nature reserve. They take deep breaths.
Why are people leaving kerosene and cans in the nature preserve?
I don't know. They take deep breaths for minutes at a time before digging a shallow hole and lying in a nirvana position. And they got photos of this. There's a photo of the bear lying in the nirvana position. There's a photo of another bear that is grabbing a hold of the top of one of these containers, standing up to huff it. There's another bear sniffing around another container. There's one bear rolling a container around. And they say these bears are addicts, that they'll even kind of hang out near helicopters, hoping the helicopters will drip the fuel so they can snort that too.
Hmm.
That's amazing stuff.
It's amazing. It just shows to show people want to get high.
And bears. So we'll see more here in moments. You can take the natural airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next. Bring up what you want.
Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save on Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save on Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.